Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your show host today, Ken D. Foster. So glad you joined us today. Today is a very important day, I believe. You know, a lot of people have a lot going on, whether it's the physical body that's not working the way it used to, or mental challenges, emotional challenges, spiritual challenges. Well, today we're going to focus on healing and healing. Quite frankly, all of it. You know, in most of us have been taught if your body is something's going on, you need to go to the doctor, get it checked out, and talk a lot of doctors about this. You know, most doctors don't see patients until they are in a state that they actually need a doctor. In other words, you could probably heal, and you know, doctors have told me there's four stages. Of healing. First stage, you can heal yourself. Second stage, you might need some help from others to heal. Third stage is when doctors see you. Fourth stage is when a lot of people finally get to the doctor. And, you know, so there's different ways that that we can heal. But the bottom line is that can you heal yourself, or can the body actually heal in a kind of a miraculous way? You know, a lot of us go to you know, we start to change our diet, change nutrition, change hydration. Maybe you start exercising. Maybe you get some more rest. Maybe you start to detox and cleanse, or maybe use some emotional stress healing work. But wow, that's a lot of work, isn't it? You know, energy work, breath work. There's a lot of ways to heal. But what if you could heal your body like that? What if you could heal? You know, there's been a lot of cases. You can read, you can use ChatGPT, you can use Google, and you can search spontaneous healings and how many people have spontaneously healed themselves, right? Or, you know, is it a spiritual process? Spontaneous healing with the Spirit, with Christ, with love, with God. Well, there's a lot of people that have healed in so many ways. How about you? Today, that's what we're talking about. In fact, I have a very special guest today who has the gift of healing and who helps people to change their thinking and step into a very high vibrational energy of the Christ consciousness and be able to heal pretty much anything in their life. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to Sarah O'Meara. We'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome everybody back to the Voices of Courage show. Today I have Sarah O'Meara on my show. Sarah, welcome. So nice to have you.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
It's always wonderful to be with you. And for those of you that don't know Sarah, I'm going to let you tell your story a little bit about how the gift of healing came to you. But Sarah, along with Yvonne Feddersen, co-founded Child Help, an organization committed to addressing the needs of abused and neglected children. And over the decades, Child Help has assisted millions of children, reflecting Sarah's unwavering commitment to humanitarian efforts. She has a ministry in Scottsdale, Arizona. It's called the Little Chapel. I've attended several times now. where actual, I would say, what we would call miracles take place on a continuous basis. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Sarah is a lady who I would say exemplifies resilience, truth, courage, and love, and so much more, Sarah. Sarah, talk to me a little bit and our guests, our audience, about what happened for you. I know you had a illness at 14 and things changed, life changed.
No, I was not 14, actually. I was, Yvonne and I had already started Child Help, and we had just built the very first residential treatment center in America strictly for abused children. We were asked by the Reagans to take over the child abuse in this country as far as making it clear to people what was happening, and the laws changed from protecting the perpetrator to the child. And so we have become the largest nonprofit for child abuse, especially in continuum of all the services, as you can imagine, in getting the information to us about abuse, as far as dealing with the child after they've been abused and where they should go. And then with concerning our advocacy centers, and then our residential treatment centers and foster care, and the prevention program and the National Child Abuse Hotline. So we were in the middle of all this growth, and I became ill, and I was in my early 30s. Yeah. And the operation that they had, they said I had cancer, but we were not aware at that time that it was all over my body. It was riddled throughout my body, and they felt that they couldn't get it all, is what they said, that I only had about 3 months left to live. And that was the biggest shock in the world to me. We were in the middle of Charlotte, but not only that, I was raising two little boys by myself, about two of my sons, and my life had just started. When I saw a television ad when I was in the hospital, it was of the wonderful, wonderful woman that had a healing gift from God named Catherine Kuhlman. She's known by millions and millions of people, but I had never been to a service like that, a healing service. I was a Sunday school teacher at the Presbyterian Church. So we didn't do that kind of healing, instantaneous healings and healings from God. And I knew I had to be there. So I managed myself to get out of the hospital. I was not supposed to get out days later, and talked the doctor into letting me out if I would not move. Well, I knew I was going to move. I knew I had to be at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles where I lived at that service, because miracles happened. And I needed a miracle. And so the most wonderful thing took place. As I entered, I realized that I was bleeding from the incision, and I was walking in my own blood. The only two seats available were in the balcony. And so I had to walk up many, many steps. And as I did, I thought, I'm not going to make it to the seat. I did make it to the seat. My friend sat next to me, and I plopped down. It was on the aisle, and something very, very unusual happened. I felt my body absolutely floating up on the right-hand side of the auditorium. I was in a pink cloud. I could look down, and I could see my body, but I was literally on the ceiling. And I thought, well, I'm either dying or I'm hallucinating. And I heard Catherine say, there's a magnificent healing going on in the balcony of a young woman that has cancer riddled throughout her body, but God has saved her. And at that point, I came back down into my body, and The whole row, I understand, shook and they turned sideways from the power of the Holy Spirit. I was not aware of that at the time, except what was going on within my body. It was unusual because Catherine kept coming back to me. Remember, I had never been to a service like that, so I didn't know what took place. I didn't know how it happened. I didn't know how to react. And she came back saying, the girl will know it because it's like a thousand needles going through her body at this point. And that was what was happening to me. And then she said, the girl is in a red dress. Well, I was in a red, white, and blue dress, but predominantly red, and seated on the very last balcony of the first row. That's where I was. So the ushers came up and said, aren't you the one being healed? And I said, I think so. Duh. And so they said, well, go down and give your testimony. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I want to do that in front of all these thousands of people. And as I said that to myself, there was a voice that was very clear that came very, very distinctly saying, you mean I would do that for you, this for you, and you would deny me. I shot up like a cannon. And as I did, about a thousand needles going through my body and oil. Well, it wasn't, but that's what it felt like. And then I stepped out in the aisle and I realized my energy was back. I was not bleeding. And I literally ran down the steps to go to get to the podium to give my testimony, like Catherine was requesting. But there were a lot of people that were healed by then, and they were out in the aisles. And so I said to God, you know, I'm not going to make it up there, but I do want you to know I am here planning to be up there. So just know that, God, I hear you. Well, at that point, Catherine came over to the end of the stage, and she said, the girl in the very back in the red dress, make way for her to come up. And so I did, and I told exactly what happened. Catherine then asked the usher to get my phone number that she would like to talk to me afterwards. I went home and I found out that my skin was healed up over like a 52-inch incision. In those days, they only had clamps. They did not have dissolvable stitches. So the skin had healed up over the clamps. I went to the doctor the next morning. He had already made the appointment that I would be his patient before patients to see how I was doing on that Monday morning. And he came rushing out of the examining room to my friends, Yvonne and Don Feddersen, and said, you have the kookiest friend in the world. Her skin's healed up over the stitches. Well, he did another x-ray and found out that the cancer was completely gone out of my body. I did contact Catherine. She asked me if I would work with her in the Shrine Auditorium. And I ended up taking charge of all the ushers and arranging for that. And then she put me into the wheelchair section, and that was the terminally ill people, which I really did not want to do, because many are healed and it's the happiest day of their life, but many are not. And so you know that they have really no hope left if they're not healed there. And so I didn't want to do it, but it was there where God developed in me something I was not expecting. And that was, I could tell before a person was healed. I could see the light around them. And so just as Catherine would call out a healing, like there's someone that fell off a roof, they damaged their legs, they could not walk, you will find that God has healed you perfectly. I would see a light before she would call that out. That, of course, was the light of the Holy Spirit, the healing light of God. And so I told Catherine, you know, I know when these people are being healed because I see a light around them. And she said at that point, it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. She took me on a tour to Israel with her, of the Holy Land.
Well, I gotta pause you 1 second, Sarah. Yes. So we're gonna come back to the Holy Land and the sure. story there. But I gotta take a quick break, so we'll be right back in 2 seconds here.
Okay.
Imagine this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Sarah O'Mara, and she is the minister at the Little Chapel in Scottsdale, Arizona. Sarah, go ahead with the story here. So,
when Catherine and I were in Israel, she died shortly after we returned. But she told me, she said, God has given you the gift of healing, and you must recognize this. And I didn't. I thought the healing was maybe for the children that we were doing. And there were millions of children that had gone through the Child Help Program. And I knew that it was working and that I wanted to continue that. And it was hard for me to realize what she was saying was truth. But she did pass away soon after we came back, which was a shock to everyone. And it was a strange way that it happened, that I was really forced in to listening what God wanted me to do. And that was because of a priest, Father Ralph DiOrio, had a tremendous gift of healing himself. And he was visiting a mutual friend of ours. He said he had looked everywhere for me and did they know me, because he was from Massachusetts. And this friend was Danny Thomas, and Danny and his wife were friends of mine. So they had us over to dinner together, and we began talking. And he said, I don't know how God's going to arrange this, but we're going to be working together one day. And I thought, well, I don't know either, because he's a Catholic priest and I'm Protestant. He lives in Massachusetts and I live in California at the time. So anyway, to make a rather long story short, what he said to me came true. He asked me, he was sent back to California to do several healing services and had me work with him at that time. And then at one of the services, he said, now I'm going to do something different. Sarah O'Meara is going to stand on the other side of the podium, and she's going to pray for you to be healed, and I will stand on the other. So I had hundreds in my line, but and he had thousands. But the first healing that happened was of a man that had an inoperable tumor the size of a lemon on his right cheek. And when I prayed for him, the tumor disappeared in front of my eyes, his eyes, and his family's eyes, and they started screaming. And then everyone came into my line that could get there. And I prayed 80% of those people were healed. So I knew God had given me the gift of healing, and he wanted me to continue that. And that is the story where the little chapel comes in. I have a service once a month, and it's interesting because this book that I written called Healed, Your Miracle Awaits, tells about some of these healings and how God used me. But it's so interesting, Ken, because people are being healed that are reading the book, and they are telling me, I just received one this morning that said, I was just reading your book and you opened my faith and trust for God to heal me. And I listened to what you had to say. So the healing is not me. I do not have a healing gift. I am only used by God as a vessel for his healing to come forth. If God doesn't show up, the service is over. So I know that that I see so many miracles that it would really be shocking to me if they didn't happen.
Let me ask you a question, Sarah. You know, it's a lot of people listening to this, and they're wondering, you know, is there some special thing that they should be doing ahead of time? Should they be praying themselves? Should they get rid of their doubt or uncertainty, or should they trust deeper? Or how does this happen? Like what happens to the individual when you create that space for God to show up? What happens?
Well, I'm so glad you asked that question, because there are two things God expects of us, and that is faith and trust. And if we have that in him, he can do anything for us. But yes, the preparation is praying that you are open. You are open. It's the magnet for the miracle to take place, to be open, to know that God can heal you and be expecting him to heal you, nothing less. And so your part, anyone's part, is as one that comes to the chapel or reads the book or listens to what I'm saying, is faith and trust in God, not in any person, in God. God is the one that has the authority. He has the healing power. He knows of your problems before you tell him. So, and he's open to everyone. Remember, we're created in his image. And so God loves us so unconditionally. We don't understand a love like that. But when we ask him, and if there's something weighing on anyone's mind that they've sinned too much and they would never be healed because of their sin, God is the biggest eraser in the world. And he, if you ask forgiveness and you mean it in your heart and you don't keep doing that sin, there, the sky is the limit in what God will do for you. If you just open up and trust and believe in him, that's all he asks. He does the rest.
Well, you know, I know I've been there myself, right? I've been there several times, and I've had spontaneous healings on my back. And I've also had an experience where I stood up and I, you know, I asked for healing on my knee. And it was interesting because it didn't heal instantly. The pain went away, but the stiffness and things. And then I came back and I started working on it, and God was working with me and through me. And it took time. It took a little time, but this is a chronic condition that I've had for over 30 years. And now it's completely healed, right? But it didn't happen instantly. Does that happen a lot there? What happens there?
It certainly does. First of all, when you make an appointment with God, and you're making one when you come to the little chapel, you're making an appointment with God to come. So you know that you're opening your faith, because you wouldn't waste your time. You know, so you're there. So that's your RSVP from God. The door opens. We welcome you. And then God and you work on what's going on. There are many healings that happen before I ever begin my service. And other times when the healings happen, they happen instantaneously, but most of them happen progressively. And that's what you're talking about. And one of the reasons I think God does that is because you invest in what you're doing in the healing. You are becoming a part of it, because you have to strengthen your faith, because what you see is not real. But you have to overcome that. The pain is coming back now and then, but you have to overcome that by saying, God, I know I'm healed. I am healed because you have healed me. And so you don't pay any attention to the symptoms. You're only putting your faith and hope in God. So your healing is like most healings, and that is progressively.
Well, you know, one of my life lessons is being persistence. So, you know, it didn't surprise me that when this major issue didn't heal instantly, and maybe that was in my own head, you know, God could have healed it instantly, but, you know, God had other plans for me. You know, when people come and some people, you know, they don't get healed, right? What, you know, what causes that? What is that?
Well, first of all, we're not God. So we don't know why some people are not healed and some are. God has a definite plan for every single life that he brings into this world. And so his plan can lead us to different avenues and roads. And sometimes when we're not healed, those are the times in between we become closer to him. My own son was killed in an automobile accident at 22. I lost a husband at 52 years of age. And so you ask questions like that. Why? Why? But you have to know that God really is responsible for every single person. And you're his child before you're anyone else's child. And he has a plan for each individual child, each individual person. And that plan may be only to live for 12 years old or 22 years old because their work had been accomplished. We don't know because we're not God. But the healings that occur are magnificent because it lifts our faith up to the biggest notch, because it's something we believed in and know that happens. And you see God's power and realize that's the solution to everything, our relationship to God. So the answer really is, I don't know why some people are healed and others are not, but I do know this, that I have seen more people healed than not.
So have I, as I've attended the services here over the last year. And what I've noticed is that I've noticed people that couldn't walk at all, barely struggling, that could walk up and throw away their canes and literally and be able to walk. Other people that had chronic back issues that were completely healed in the moment, and knee issues and heart stuff going on. It's amazing what God has in store.
Yes.
And I have to say, when I walk in, it's, you know, there's just this love. I almost feel like it's just love that heals. What say to you about that?
Oh, you know what? You have the answer to that. Is love. It is love that heals. And the greatest part about the little chapel, Ken, is people feel that love. There isn't one person that's ever come in the little chapel that said they don't feel the Holy Spirit. The minute they walk in, they feel it, because it's not just the love that's there. It's the love of the people that are there. They are really pulling for each other. And that's why I think people think it is such a thing if I can pray with them just one-on-one. No, the best thing is when they are in the little chapel where all these people are praying for each other. It's their love that they're expounding that helps that love penetrate into a healing. So God uses each one of us. We are so important, because he wouldn't have us here if there was not a plan for us and the cog in the wheel. And if we don't do our part of God's plan, it leaves the earth lopsided, because we haven't done our part, and God had sent us there to do that part. So just know how important each individual listening to this program is. you must know that you are a child of God and you have a mission to do in your life or you wouldn't be here.
100%. Listen, I got to take another break, but I want to put up on the screen again, Healed, Your Miracle Awaits, Sarah, and it's Omara, O, a capital M-E-A-R-A, for my listening audience. You can get it on Amazon or where fine books are sold. Also, for those of you that would like to just go visit her at the website, it's thelittlechapelaz.org, thelittlechapelaz.org. So, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Sarah, I want to know, what is it that I haven't asked you that you want to let our audience know about? So I'll be right back and we'll find out what that is. All righty.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
If you like to listen to our programs, you can go to YouTube and please subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any shows. More importantly, so that you can be able to share those shows with people that you care about and love so that they also can come to YouTube and watch these shows. All righty. Well, back to my guest, Sarah Omara. Sarah, we're back. Okay, listen, we just got a couple minutes left here. I know you got to run. What's your final thoughts for our audience here?
I would like to say that we miss opportunities that God wants us to take so often. And that's where our lives can change and get off on a different road. If we don't take the opportunities that God presents for us, and that's knowing Him better and studying actually the Word of God and going places, it doesn't have to be the little chapel. It could be a church that really speaks to your soul. But if you feel led to the little chapel, I don't care where you live, you should come. I've had people come from Russia, Europe, all over, most times, from many different states. And they felt led there, and they didn't want to miss the opportunity. So what I would like to say and leave you with is, if you feel led in any way in your life by God for an opportunity, don't miss it. Because behind that veil, He has something special for you to do. And so He's expecting you to do it. And that's what I would like to leave you with, the importance of you.
Wow. Thank you so much. You know, it's my honor to have you on this show, and I know I'm going to be seeing you this week and in person and be able to give you a big hug. But, you know, I know you're such a blessing to this audience, and I pray my audience goes over to the littlechapelaz.org to find out about you a little bit more, and also picks up your book, Healed, Your Miracle Awaits. You know, it's interesting when you have a book like that in your presence. You know, it's there's God's energy in it. And, you know, if you put that on your desk, you put it around you, you start reading it, you know, what happens is that Holy Spirit starts to tune in to vibrate within your own life, and you know, miracles can happen. That's what I know, Sarah. So thank you again.
And thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show. You're a very spiritual soul. And so we just feel that God has brought us together, actually, for this purpose. And I thank you.
Well, I thank you also. And hope you'll come back and visit me again sometime. Thank you.
Where I'm going.
And I want to share my thoughts with all of you. We've got a few more minutes on our show. Sarah had to run. She had an appointment today. But, you know, she covered a couple of very important points. And one of it is why we don't heal. Now, listen, I'm not God, and I can't, you know, tell you why you may not be healing. But I can tell you this from 30 years experience in working with individuals that are choosing to grow, to evolve, to better themselves, to heal their businesses, heal their lives, heal their relationships. And it does start with letting go of your resistance, letting go of resistance to change. Now, a lot of you are going, well, what does that mean? Well, you know, some of you, Sarah, talk about God being calling you, hearing you, talking to you, and you're going, well, I don't think God ever talks to me. Well, yeah. God talks to us in signs. God talks to us sometimes in words. You can hear inside of you. You know what's right. God talks to us through our conscience, through other people. There's a lot of ways that you're being talked to. So if you're in a place right now where things are not working for you, you know, it's amazing. This universe is set up just perfect because pain is a great motivator of all of us, right? You know, there's pain and pleasure. Well, some people are motivated by pleasure, but a lot of people are more motivated by pain. So pain is a warning sign that something is off, whether it's in your body, whether it's in your relationship, whether it's in your business, there, you know, you're struggling, there's things happening. That is exactly the message that the sign that has to be paid attention to. I can't tell you how many people come across that have lived with chronic pain in their body for years and years and years. And I've asked them, well, what have you done about it? Well, nothing. It's just going to be that way. And I'm like, really? Well, you know, we're given these struggles for a reason. I believe God gives us struggles for a reason. And that reason is for us to start to understand that, you know, we're made in the image of God, that power that's within us to be able to heal, to grow, to evolve, to become that beautiful version of ourselves, to be able to understand that miracles can happen in your life as you tune in to the power that lies within you and you start to connect with. I'm not talking about the ego power, by the way. I'm talking about the higher levels of consciousness, the soul, the connection to the divine that's in each and every one of us. So when you can start to tune into that in a greater and greater way, it's amazing that things change. You start to attract the people, places, and things you need to heal. Now, some of you have heard this message before and you're like, oh, well, I don't know if I need to hear that. That is the resistance again. It's the resistance to change, to bringing something new in your world that keeps you stuck, right? So how do we get out of resistance? There's only one way I know. It's called courage. Courage is an energy, a frequency, and a vibration. It's a power that lives in all of us that shows up when you get outside your comfort zone. That's it. As soon as you can walk in the unknown, courage will start showing up for you. So I'm thinking that some of you are hearing this message today. Some of you know that it's time. It's time to take the next level, to take the next step in your life. And what is the next step for you? Well, maybe it's picking up Sarah's book. Maybe it's replaying this again and again. Maybe it's passing it on, being of service. Maybe it's just sitting quietly, meditating and praying so that you start to tune into that higher place within you to get the answers that you need. You know, it was a great sage, Paramahansa Yogananda, that said, stillness is the price of greatness. And I so believe that. Stillness is the price of greatness. I also asked one of our, what I believe, a gift to humanity. He's a global treasure. His name is Dr. Irvin Laszlo. I asked Dr. Laszlo, who has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice and has written over 106 books at this point. I asked him the same question. What's the price of greatness? Right? And he said, well, to know who you are, we're talking about soul again, and to live from a place of oneness, realizing what all the quantum physicists have told us now, all the spiritual leaders from ancient times to Jesus to current times have told us that we are one. We are all one. We are not only one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. We are one with one another. And when we can start to live from that place, what happens is we start to see the unseeable. We start to be able to know the unknowable, and we start to be able to do the impossible. So that's my message to you today. If there's challenges, if there's pain, if there's places in your life that you need some healing, do what it takes, whatever it takes. Maybe you're called to go see Sarah at the little chapel. Fly in and see her. Fly in and take it. Go to one of these services. Maybe you're called to make amends or forgiveness for yourself or somebody that you love. Maybe you're called to get out of your pity potty. Pity party. Potty. Pity party. Get out of there and start realizing that most of that is made up. Right? Have you ever been in a place where you're feeling tired, right? You're just tired. And then somebody comes over and says something like, let's go to a movie. And all of a sudden you got all this energy. The made up part was you're tired. You already had the energy. And the made up part around healing is that you don't have the power to heal. It lies within you. You can either create a brilliant, amazing destiny for yourself, or you can live in a mediocrity of pretending like you don't have the power to heal, to grow, to change, to evolve, to be the amazing person that you are. So, what's the next step for you? Well, I would ask you to ask this question for the next 7 days. And that question is this: if I was courageous, what are the three most important steps I can take to heal? If I were courageous, what are the three most important steps I can take today to heal? You ask that every day. If I were courageous, what are the three most important steps I can take today to heal? You keep asking and you keep asking until you get the answer, and you will get the answer. I guarantee it. It's a universal, it's a spiritual principle. Ask and you will what? Receive. You will receive the answer. But you got to ask. You know, and if you ask the right questions like I just gave you, you'll get amazing answers. If you ask the wrong questions like, what's wrong with me? How come I can't heal? You'll also get those answers. Don't focus on that. Focus on the brilliance that's within you and ask those questions that can take you and your life to the next level. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm going to say one more time, go to our YouTube page and subscribe. You can subscribe at youtube.com/ The Courage Network. youtube.com/ at The Courage Network. I left that ad out. I guess that's important. youtube.com/ at The Courage Network. You can subscribe and you won't miss a show, and you'll most likely want to pass these on to people that you care about. Thanks so much for tuning in. Till next time, remember, only you can step into seeing the unseeable, knowing the unknowable, and doing the impossible. Take care. My heart to yours. It's been good to have you.